You know, you got to enjoy life. Even bad things that happen, you look back and you laugh. Wendy and I were sitting over here. I hope you didn't notice us. Found a scripture in the Bible that reminded me of Jay. I got tickled sitting over here, and I actually got to shaking, and Wendy said, "What is it?" And I pointed to the verse in the Bible. She started laughing. Because when we would drive down the road, Jay and I would sing, and neither one of us could sing. He was as bad as I am. His voice was sweeter than mine. He couldn't sing. He didn't want to lead singing. But we'd sing. We'd sing God's Family, and we would just go and sing and just loud as we could. People could drive by us, think we were crazy. But we'd be working our hands just like we're a song lady. I know nobody else acts like this, but we do. This is how the Rogerses act, okay? And we'd be going. He wanted to be a preacher. I don't know. He wanted to be like me. He wanted to be in the water business. He wanted to preach. He wanted to do these things. And he would be right in the middle of the hydrant business now if he was here. But we'd be driving down the road. We'd be talking about verses in the Bible. And he said, "Daddy, how would you preach this?" And I'd go to doing this. I said, "I'd say this and I'd say that." And he got to where he would do that. Here's a verse I laughed over. It's not funny. But if you know Jay and you could see his face and you could see him working that finger like his granddaddy does all the time, and how he's driving a point home. This is what Jay was doing going down the road. And it has to do with our lesson tonight, is a sad fact of the matter, because I was looking at it this morning before I get into that. This morning we talked about the Passover, and we talked about the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And not only were they not supposed to bring or have yeast in the house at that time, or to eat it, they couldn't even have it in the house. During this time, not only could they not eat it, they had to clean it all out. They had to clean underneath the table, the rugs, wherever. They had to spring clean their house and make sure there was none in there. And we talked about that this morning. I told you tonight, because of Miss Kay, I had split my sermon in half so that it wouldn't be so long. And so tonight we're going to finish that same thought. But tonight really shifts gears, so it was a good time or a good place to break the sermon in half. How can we create a home? How can we create a home where our families will be safe from the destructive influences of the world? And it has to do with everything that we talked about this morning. But I guess before we get into the text of Exodus chapter 12 that we had this morning, we all know the basic things that we can talk about. And here's the verse that Jay was preaching that time. It's found in Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, verses 13 and 14. It says, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt not beat him with a rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell." Verse 13 is what Jay used to drive home, and he used to preach going down the road. Can you imagine a kid talking about getting a whooping? This is what you do. And I can just see him, and I know you don't share that joy that I share in my mind right now and in my heart thinking about him. But that's one of the things we can do as parents. As grandparents, as adults, we have to maintain discipline in our home. And here the scriptures is telling us we cannot withhold discipline. If we want to make sure that we're going to keep these influences out of our home, first of all, we have to tell our children, we have to instruct our children. Our children have to know that there's consequences to our actions. That if we do things that are wrong, we will be punished. And I know that goes against the grain to a lot of people today. You know, you can get in trouble today if you go to talking about spanking a child, or you talk about making a kid mine. You can get flogged pretty good if you're out in the community or out in Walmart or a public place. You can be corrected for correcting a child if you're not careful. But I believe God knows best. I believe that we as Christians have to make sure that we teach our children that there's consequences to our actions, because one day there will be. We may get through this time on this earth and be able to hop along and skip along and get by without getting in a lot of trouble. I don't believe it either, Miss Shirley. I believe it's going to happen. But even if you get by, one day when you stand before God, there will be consequences to your decisions. And discipline then will be very, very harsh. Because at that point, it's not just a spanking anymore, it's done. It's cut and dried. You don't get a second chance anymore. And that's one of the verses that we can go to when we think about that. Then you go back one chapter to Proverbs 22 and verse 6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Properly train a child. If we want to keep our houses clean, and folks, this takes time, and I'm afraid we don't have time anymore. I don't mean us. I'm talking about people as a whole. People don't have time to train their children. We don't take the time. We work. Some of us work two or three jobs. A lot of times the mama and daddy both work. Maybe they're both working two or three jobs. We're busy. We're running here. We're carrying them to the ball field. We're carrying them to the ball courts, the football field. We're going here. We're going there. And we're not taking time to train our children because we live in such busy lives. But it takes time. And I'm going to tell you something else it takes. And a lot of people fail here. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of effort. It don't take near as much to bring a child into the world as it does to get him through this world. That's where the job comes in. When the challenge gets going is whenever you are taking the time that is required. And here it says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is not old, he will not, or when he is old, he will not depart from it. What this verse is really saying, a properly trained child should stay the course. We may all wander from time to time. We may go against the grain. We may find ourselves, as I have in my life, not living as I should. But it never was a day that I wasn't faithful to God, that I didn't know that I wasn't faithful to God. I knew the condition that I was in. I was not fooling myself thinking that I was okay being away from God. I knew that I was wrong. And that was being properly trained and taking the time and the effort that was required to put in my head, as hard-headed as I am, to put that in my head where I knew where I needed to be. Then you can turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and look at verse 2. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You know, honor your father and mother. We have to teach our children to honor. We have to teach our children to respect authority and honor authority. Now, there's a lot of grown folks that don't. There's a lot of grown folks that complain when you have to go through certain rules and regulations, whether it's at the school, or whether it's going to vote or to do anything in our life that we go through from day to day, there's people that complain because there are certain guidelines we have to follow to get to there. Look, folks, that's rules. That is how we keep things civil, and we have to respect that authority that's been handed down, and we have to teach our children about that authority to respect it. We have to teach them to honor the things that are right. You've got to respect what's right. You may not like it, but you got to respect it. And you show honor there. We got to teach our children to honor not only father and mother and authority and things that are right, but things that are godly. Now, we could spend another 45 minutes on that, but we're not going to. We have to tell our children and show our children that they are to respect things that are godly because we're living in a world that's pushing as far away from God as it possibly can. We talked in the elders and deacons meeting this afternoon about the fear. Ain't this terrible what I'm fixing to say? When I get done, you'll know. The fear that I live in, not that I'm scared, but knowing that one day I'm going to be approached, that I'm going to have to make a decision, and there's no decision to be made, but I'm going to have to make a stand one day when a gay or lesbian or homosexual, however you want to say that, comes to me and asks me to perform a marriage ceremony, and I've got to then get a lawyer probably. And I'm going to have to fight in court to stand for God. And you think that's not coming, it's coming. And it's coming hard. Not only will I face it, this congregation will face it someday. Whether or not you let someone use this building to house or to have a wedding or something to go along with that, those are decisions that's going to have to be made someday, and the decision's made on my part. But if we don't teach our children to honor and respect those things that are godly, the world is pulling so hard for us to get away from God. That's got to be instilled in everybody's minds. Even if the whole world says we can't, we continue to stand for what is right. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 says, don't provoke your children to wrath, but it says rather bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It goes back to what we've been saying so far. Teach your children, take the time, show them how to honor, respect, and to authority and things that are godly. Don't be so hard and driven and aggressive, but show love. How can we keep the worldly influence out of our homes? That's what we're talking about tonight. Well, first of all, and it's not that long of a lesson, I realize I spent 15 minutes on an introduction. Well, we keep out worldly influences and bad things the same way we keep out an intruder. What do? You lock the door. Probably every one of us tonight, if we don't forget, and we've done that a few times, go to bed at night, we go and we make sure the door is locked. That's the first line of defense of someone coming in my house. Is that when you come there, the doorknob, you can't turn it because it's locked. And if you get that, there's a deadbolt on it. So I've got two locks that's saying, you're not coming in my house. You're not welcome in my house unless I come to this door. And I go to the trouble to turn two locks, open the door, and say, come on in and welcome. It's the same thing when we think about the worldly influences that's out there. We as parents, we're gatekeepers. We have got to guard and make sure these things don't come in our front door. The influences that scare us the most with our children. You know, and I know there's a long list, and I'm not going to take the time tonight to go through the long laundry list that we could talk about, but here's just a few. We all know there are certain TV shows, certain movies, certain books, magazines, games that you play on your PlayStations, that we don't want our children, our grandchildren, to talk or to act or do things that's in these shows or movies or books. So the first line of defense is lock the door and don't even let these things in there because they're worldly things anyway. They're not the Bible, therefore they're worldly. We're not going to let them come through the front door because I don't want my child to be a gangster. I don't want my child to be a gambler. I don't want my child to do all these things. So why am I going to allow him to bring that into our house? You think it's not harmful? It's an influence. It's an influence. You know, we talk a lot about movies, me and Nick and different ones. We can quote different movies and we get a kick out of movies. And me and Nick is a prime example why you shouldn't watch TV. Because we're influenced by it. You know, I'll never forget, and I know I used this before, but you know, you can watch the movie Days of Thunder, or you can watch anything to do with racing. You better stay off the road when I get behind the wheel for a few minutes. Let me calm down a little bit. Because rubbing is racing. I remember that in there. And I remember him saying, if I don't get out in front of this pace car, this race is over for us. And every time we left to go to St. Jude and we got to Browns, when we started off that ramp getting on the interstate, it wasn't a time that me or Jay won didn't say, if we don't get in front of that pace car, this race is over for us. And we'd be flying time we got off the ramp. And we're smiling and laughing about that. I was influenced by that movie. It may not be a bad thing, but if you sit and play a game all day long about violence and sex and cussing and drugs and whatever else in it, you think that's not poisoning them young people's minds? You think we don't turn the TV off when gays and lesbians, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, drunkenness, whatever it is on TV, you think we don't turn that channel? It's not poisoning our children's minds? David, it poisoned mine just watching something. I can watch Spider-Man and climb the side of this building. Or at least I want to. I made my point. You know what I'm saying, don't you? It gets in us. We get excited about it. We feel like we can conquer the world. Don't let it in your front door. We all know that there are kids that we don't want our children to be associated with. We don't want them to have certain kinds of friends. Why? Because they're bad. We don't want them to pull our children down. Don't let them in the front door. We done mentioned this, but I'm going to mention it in passing again. We all know that if our kids get a hold of alcohol and drugs, it could destroy them. Don't let them in your front door. I won't let those things in my home. There are people today, there are parents today that drink and do drugs and do other things that's sinful. I'm not just picking on that. Do other things that's sinful. And they sit and worry about their children being alcoholics or be on drugs, or the list go on and on and on, and they're the ones bringing it into their own home. And you think you're not poisoning your little children and your grandchildren? You are. We know that gambling can damage people's lives. So why would I want anything like that around my family? Don't let it in the front door. We've got to make up our minds that anything that would hurt our family, anything that would hurt our family, you picture in your mind before we close tonight, you picture in your mind tonight what you want from your child or your grandchild. What do you want them to be? What kind of person do you want them to be? I would hope that everybody in here could agree on this being number one. I want my grandchildren to be faithful Christians. That's what I want. More than anything else, I don't care if they're doctors, lawyers, or whether they work on fire hydrants or dig ditches. As long as they're a faithful Christian, that's number one. So what we have got to do is make up our mind that anything that would hurt our family should not be allowed in the front door or the back door. And don't even let it come through your windows. It's your responsibility to keep it out of your home. That's what God was teaching when we think about the feast that we were talking about this morning. You clean your house. The beautiful thing about that is it happened once a year. And the topic that I give you this morning was spring cleaning. This feast was once a year. Normally we do spring cleaning once a year. Every once in a while it's great to look at your home and say, you know, we need to just stop. We need to stop where we're at. And we need to do a little house cleaning. We need to clean out some things. Because we're not going in the direction that we need to go. One person noted, children have never been good at listening to their elders, but they never failed at imitating them. They'll imitate you. They may not listen to you, but they're going to follow your lead. I can almost guarantee it. Don't let it in your front door. That's why we need to guard our homes. Every once in a while, we may need to look through our magazines, our books, our movies, our games, whatever else may be in our house. We may need to go down to Dollar General and get some of them great big contractor black trash bags, heavy duty ones. Instead of having a yard sale, have a cleaning and put it in the garbage. Don't even pass it off to somebody else. Just get rid of it. And say, I allowed my home to get dirty, but I'm going to clean it up. What else do you really want in life than your family to be faithful and true to God? That's all that matters. When you're holding someone's hand and they're about to leave this earth, whether it's your parent or your child or your husband or your wife, I can't imagine wanting anything else to be going through your mind that God is taking them at this moment. God's taking them. Instead of fear of losing that loved one because of you don't know where they're going. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, we're about to sing a song of encouragement, and we hope that you will respond through your faith, your belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, your willingness to turn away from sin, and that's what the Bible says is repentance in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Are you willing tonight to confess that Jesus is Lord, the Son of God? Then you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. But if you're here tonight and you've been unfaithful to God, or you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, our prayer is that you will respond. But before we stand, if we need to go home tonight and we need to have some spring cleaning, we need to clean our house out a little bit, you can take care of that in your own home. Whatever the case, let's guard and protect our families while together we stand and sing.
All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come, for the table now is spread. Ye famine.